Hello, hello, and welcome to Binge Free Brain. I'm so excited that you're here. And the fact that you put your trust in me, I don't take that lightly, and I honor it and I respect it, and I hold myself to high expectations to serve you on this journey. And so I know that you've done a lot and you understand a lot already, but you also probably need help seeing what you can't see, but also figuring out how to manage your brain so that it does feel untriggerable, or so that it doesn't feel so triggerable, I should say, right? And so when we're talking about this idea of binging, remember, it's anything where you are experiencing excessive or compulsive consumption, but also when something controls you more than you control it. Because the truth is that you don't lack willpower, and you are not a self-sabotager, even if it feels like it, and you're definitely not an addict. You are just using conscious thought to solve an unconscious problem, okay? In other words, your brain just learned a certain program around food that's causing you to overeat, and those patterns got fired and wired in your brain alongside food, okay? So that reason, you know, for those reasons, I should say, every single time that you feel lonely or bored or stressed or sad, and food ends up being your go-to comfort or drug of choice or coping mechanism, or it feels like it's your best friend or constant companion, or every time you are relaxing and the rest of the ice cream or the pasta from dinner or those salty snacks seem to be calling your name from the kitchen, and you know that you're not going to relax until they're gone because they keep calling your name. Or maybe you just flat out binge and you eat everything in sight, or maybe you leave your house and you go somewhere to get it and you swear, like, this is the last time this is going to happen. When this is happening, I promise you, it is not a food problem. It is not a willpower problem, and it's not even a physical problem, okay? But until you address the real problem, which is the firing and wiring in your brain that's causing you to reach for food when you're not even hungry, you will keep solving the wrong problem, okay? So why you're here, right? Well, first of all, you know what to do, but no matter what you try, you can't get yourself to actually do it because, again, your brain is working against you. Or maybe you do well for a little while, but as soon as you get off track, it's like a vicious spiral and you fall off that metaphorical wagon that seems to drag you down the rabbit hole. But also, you're probably just sick of your relationship with food and your body costing you your health, your happiness, and your sanity. But if you're honest, you know that you simply cannot take another diet or exercise program or whatever the latest regime is that you've committed yourself to because you're exhausted and you're probably overwhelmed from all of the confusing information out there. But you're also done trying to out willpower or out diet or feel out of control of food, and something has to change, okay? And this is my intention for you. I really want to just you to learn right now, here and now, to permanently conquer overeating. So whether that's binge eating, mindless eating, stress eating, or emotional eating, how to break the cycle and heal the cycle for good, but also really become the version of yourself that no longer uses food mindlessly or reactively or eats her feelings, okay? So it's who are you unbecoming, but also who you are becoming instead. It's gotta be the identity, and that's why we're gonna get into the beliefs as well. So what I promised you when you signed up for Binge Free Brain is really just a one-stop shop and all the powerful tools that you're gonna need to break free from the magnetic pull that food has over you and really reprogram your brain so that it never uses food to fill an emotional void again and you don't feel out of control. Okay, so here's what I promised you: how to take back power from the food, but without swearing off carbs or eliminating sugar altogether. Because a lot of, you know, experts out there are like, oh, you just have to give it up forever. You have to treat yourself like an addict and abstain. And it's like, well, no, that's not actually, first of all, it doesn't work, and that's no way to live, right? But also, you'll no longer identify as the version of yourself that eats her feelings in cookie dough or uses food to fill any void in her life. And food will just no longer feel like the boss of you, like it's triggering you, okay? And really the end game is I want you to feel enlightened and feel like you have this newfound sense of awareness and clarity and ahas, but also a newfound compassion and acceptance for yourself, because the truth is that you didn't know what you didn't know and you're doing your best, okay? But also that this is a new conversation conversation to start and to practice for the rest of your life. It's not just this one and done thing. It's just this new way of thinking that you'll learn it once and then you'll have it forever. And so that's my hope, that this is really just the beginning of a whole new conversation. And the beginning, maybe this is the first time you've ever taken a brain first approach with yourself, right? And that this is a whole new way of seeing things, a whole new awareness of yourself, and new goggles with which to see yourself and food through, okay? And of course, I hope that it all makes sense and that it resonates and that it feels good while you go. And honestly, you wouldn't be here right now if what I'm sharing wasn't already resonating, right? And so that's where I'm committed to you. I promise to meet you where you are. And what that means is, first of all, I'm not really here. Like, that's not my MO. I'm not here to persuade you or talk you into doing things my way. I want to educate you and give you that clarity so that you have the peace of mind to buy into this new way of thinking and living and that it really resonates with you. But also, I do want to be a stand for you and help you raise the bar on yourself and how much power and influence you do have over your brain right now, okay? But that being said, no one can or will do this for you. You have to put in the work. And yes, it's work, but you're going to be working smarter, not harder, okay? And this is the conversation of peace and freedom. And this is not just a conversation about food, right? This is a conversation where you learn how to go reprogram your brain so that you can be aware of this for the rest of your life and you have this way of thinking for the rest of your life. And that's why I invite you, just stay in this conversation. The one where you're ditching the band-aids and the quick fixes and trying to, you know, outwill or outdiet or outsmart your longest running habits and take a simpler, more scientific approach to your struggles with food. And yes, this is really about who you are as a woman as well, and like really taking massive ownership of your brain. And to ensure that these shifts happen and keep happening, okay, Binge Free Brain has all three things built in from the get-go. It's not just about information. It's not just about implementation. It's also about integration, right? And that is going to entail massive intention from you. So yes, you are going to learn and have ahas, but you're going to be invited to practice this and put it into play and implement and integrate it so that it does become integrated into who you are, okay? And that's my pledge to you. I'm just gonna lay it all out there for you, okay? I'm gonna share my own way of thinking, my own living. I'm gonna show you mine. I'll show you what works for me, including like my beliefs, right? And I'm essentially here to brainwash you with a new way of thinking and a new kind of, you know, Kool-Aid to drink to replace that restriction diet, have to abstain sugar forever mentality, because again, that is no way to live. And really just invite you into a new conversation that's going to feel good, okay? But also, we are here to learn how to fish, okay? Yes, you have to put in the time and energy and reps once, but once you teach this new program and pattern to your brain to replace the old one, it gets easier the more you practice it, you get better at it the more you practice it, and it becomes how you think and how you operate so that in the future, your brain will do the heavy lifting for you, okay? But you must get in the reps, okay? Now, you might be wondering, like, Leanne, how long is this going to take for me, right? How much time, how long will it take for me to see results? And so this system was designed for you to binge, which pun totally intended, of course, because I'm a word nerd and just a nerd in general, but you could totally binge this in a couple hours if you desired, okay? And once you understand the frameworks I'm going to be teaching you, you'll be able to implement it right away too and end that binge cycle immediately, okay? Plus, if you do want to go deeper and deeper, there are further explorations that you can wash, rinse, and repeat each time you want the next layer and the next layer and the next layer. And so the possibilities are endless. It was literally designed with that in mind, okay? Now, as for how quickly you get results, okay, that is entirely up to you, okay? I've had clients who healthily obsessed over everything I teach and immersed themselves in this system and in this thinking, and they not only felt the shifts immediately, but they got their freedom in less than 7 days by simply implementing this system, right? And so I can't guarantee specifically how long it's going to take you, but it's up to you to complete the program and implement what you learn. That is where the ball is in your court, okay? So those are my invitations to you. I want to invite you to immerse yourself in this stuff and really just, you know, learn it, try it on, but also suspend any disbelief and go in with the intention and possibility, like, this could be the language that you become fluent in when it comes to your binging brain, right? But also, there is no wrong way for you to go through this program. So just release all expectations or agendas, ditch the perfectionism, and just be present and go soak it all in and enjoy it, okay? But also, just one more thing. I am here to stand for you. It is time for a new up-level conversation. And this is not about me, okay? You're here because you need this. And the truth is that if I don't step up and serve you some new truths and serve you towards the direction of freedom, then I know you are doomed, because the mainstream health and wellness world is throwing more diets and restrictions and rah-rah at you. And so I take my role as your guide and mentor and as somebody that loves you and cares about you very seriously, okay? And that's why I am here to take a stand for you, so that you can take this stand for yourself, okay? To start taking yourself more seriously and to start taking care of your brain and your body seriously, and to start treating yourself and your life and your body like you only have one, okay? Because I know the alternative, and you heard my story. You know how this showed up for me, right? You heard my story and, you know, the roads that I went down and how I got the body that I wanted, but I was still a slave to dieting and a slave to exercise. And I had this horrible drug-like pull to food and sugar, and I literally thought I was an addict. But when I started addressing the brain and the self-image, that's when everything changed. I mean, everything, because that's when I realized that I was never going to be able to outsmart and outwork my nervous system, and that I was always going to end up right back in alignment with the wiring in my brain. And so I made a bold decision. It's the same decision that I'm inviting you to make. And I vowed to ditch the band-aids and the quick fixes and the motivational rah-rah and take a more scientific approach to my struggles. And I went on a journey and I healed my relationship with food, and I healed my relationship with my body. And I decided that I was done being a total bitch to myself, right? Like judging myself and comparing myself and trying to perfect myself. That's what was weighing me down and bogging me down and perpetuating the problem. And that is the weight of the weight that I'm always speaking of. And once I ditched that weight, okay, and of course I needed to create better strategies, but that's when the resistance faded and the healing began. And that's when happiness and peace of mind and freedom finally showed up for me, because just like you, I didn't have a food or a willpower or a motivation problem. It was a thinking problem. It was a brain thing, okay? And that's when I finally understood, you know, why I do what I do, that I wasn't weak-willed or a self-sabotager. My brain and self-image just never got the makeover that my body got, okay? And I learned why I was so dependent on diets and band-aids and playing mind games with myself, because I was simply feeding my brain change, not long-term transformation. But I also learned that I am not crazy, and that I was just doing what any female human mammal, aka woman, would do if she was walking around every day being weighed down by the weight of the weight. And I also realized that my struggles would never be solved using strictly a body solution, and that strictly using a mind solution wouldn't be enough either. I quickly learned that a brain solution would get me closer and closer, but even that wasn't enough, okay? Because my struggles weren't one-dimensional, they were three-dimensional. The problem was global, and I needed a three-dimensional and global solution. And so I went from the business of the body to the business of the brain, and it completely transformed my life. And I essentially hit the restart button on all of it, like the way I was eating and moving and living and thinking, all of it, okay? I call it stressless eating and self-imaging. And really, binge-free brain is just a small piece of that stressless eating puzzle. But the reason you're starting here is because after some long conversations with God and some soul searching, I asked myself, okay, even if a woman never goes through my entire stressless eating program and never works with me like one-on-one or gets the full self-image and body image healing that she needs to be free of the food and body prison for good, how could I at least start her out in the most powerful way, okay? So if she had to metaphorically knock down a building, bulldoze the land and build back up another stronger house with an everlasting foundation, how could I shortcut that journey as fast as possible? And binge-free brain is like the dynamite I would give you to knock down that old building and clear the land as fast and as easy as possible and start laying down really fertile soil while you go do that. And so this is just that, okay? You start by taking back your power. And you take care of those out of control binges and the part that makes you feel crazy or feel like an addict. But remember, binging can mean excessive or compulsive consumption of anything. So the same apply, like all of the rules that we're talking about here, the same rules apply, right? When we're talking about your brain. And this is how you reprogram your brain so that you don't use food or anything to fill a void again. Because it's a void that will never be filled by food or Netflix or shopping. And so that's literally what we are doing here, okay? But that's also where I must make this disclaimer, okay? This is not the new house, okay? This is not even the new sturdy foundations. This is just a tiny piece of the stressless eating and self-image puzzle, and it won't heal decades of food and body image and self-image struggles just like that, okay? And for that, I have been and will be totally transparent from the beginning about what this is and what this isn't. And I would be honored to explore the bigger picture with you while or after you complete binge-free brain. And I would be happy to explore it with you to see if my flagship signature program, Stressless Eating, is right for you if you want a more nuanced and customized journey. But like I said, if I were gonna start you anywhere, this is the most powerful place to start because you will get to know your brain and how it works and what it wants on a level that you have never experienced or imagined, okay? And secretly, I know that what you learn will not just help you create a binge-free brain, but it will spill over into you being a kinder, more compassionate version of yourself in every area of your life, okay? So now it's time for you to hit the restart button, okay? To forgive yourself of where you are or what has or hasn't happened, for all the things that didn't work because you didn't know what you didn't know. Like, just let's let all of that go. Because I'm telling you, all of that lives in the past and your solution does not live in the past, okay? And I'm telling you, I promise you, if you start making these shifts now and stay in this conversation, you will rewire your brain, okay? So I invite you to just let yourself fully receive and take advantage of this wonderful gift that you have given yourself and let's just go do that, okay? Let's reprogram that beautiful brain of yours, okay? Because you cannot and will not out willpower, out diet, or outsmart your brain. So let's let the brain washing begin, okay? So how this approach is different? Well, first of all, we are addressing the root instead of mopping up downstream effects. We are addressing the system, not just the symptom, okay? But also it's designed for long-term transformation. This is not a short-term band-aid, all right? But also we're taking a brain-based, smarter, not harder approach because as soon as we change your psychology and your neurology, AKA your brain, your physiology can't not change. It's a product of the cause and effect system that your nervous system is, right? But also binge-free brain is not another diet or exercise or just love yourself already program. It's how I healed my own food addictions. And yes, I put it in air quotes because you'll learn what I think about addiction when it comes to sugar and food. But it's also what I teach every single one of my personal one-on-one clients, okay? And so here's what we're going to talk about, and you're going to learn all of this. You're going to have a new understanding and awareness around why you do what you do so that you can see you are not crazy, okay? Like, just trust me, you're not. But also why being a woman and having a female brain is a big piece of the puzzle and how to feed your three brains. Because again, this is three-dimensional. Why your habits have taken on the drug-like effect that they have. Because a lot of times my clients will come to me and say, I feel like a drug addict when it comes to food. But that's because you don't know how to feed that part of your brain with more powerful and positive rituals instead of food. Okay. But also why control and willpower and mind games just set you up to fail and how to approach it instead, okay? And again, we're gonna talk about the long-term and short-term part of the brain because we can't ignore one or the other. And you're gonna learn what I mean when I say it is neuro magic, because it really is. It's neuro magic. And you're going to understand and get a new equation to help you stop those habits in their tracks and let today be day one of your new way of living and your new way of being. Okay. So how are we going to do that? I am going to guide you step by step and support you to learn to fish, so to speak. Okay. So in the next month or week or beyond, like, and yes, this can work that quickly when I say a week, but however long you decide to take this process through, you're no longer going to identify as the version of you that binge eats or mindlessly eats or stress eats her feelings. And you're going to be able to see it for what it is and teach your brain a new way to think. Okay. And so you're going to see that the section after this is the binge-free brain masterclass, where I walk you through how your brain got fired and wired the way it did and how to reprogram it for healing. And so this is the information side of things, because remember how we said information, implementation, and integration, okay? And then the implementation and integration comes from the toolkit that comes alongside it. So first is the implementation side of things, where you'll find my implementation exploration workbook. And there's a video that walks you through all of it. And then the integration side of it, where we go live it out. Like, we live out what you're learning in the real world. And this includes a live experiment, the binge-free brain experiment, where I'm going to show you how to bring all this to life and create your own experiment using all the tools that you'll now have in your toolbox. Okay. And don't forget, of course, you get the entire system itself includes guides and cheat sheets along the way, and the binge-free brain flashcard system that will help your brain download it all and take it from information to implementation and integration. Okay. Plus, don't forget, you also get access to binge-free beliefs, where I've taken the most common beliefs when it comes to filling voids with food and bypass the learning curve for you. So you get to zip past the speed bumps that typically slow women down and smash through the blockers inside of your beliefs that you didn't even know were in your way because they were in your blind spot. But if you don't address them, they'll continue to sabotage you, right? These are going to be the only beliefs that you need to overhaul your brain and create an untriggerable binge-free brain. Okay. And of course, you get lifetime access to all content and updates forever. So if I add anything, streamline it, whatever, you're always going to have the latest and greatest version of this program. Okay. So before we go, I just want to reinforce a couple of things. The old way of doing things isn't working. You can't out willpower this. You can't out diet it. You can't continue to play sugar police your whole life. Okay. But also, you don't want another Band-Aid. If you did, you wouldn't be here right now, right? And this is the new way of thinking and living that you have been looking for, where we build it with the end in mind for you to feel peace of mind and freedom along the way. Okay. But also, don't forget to give yourself grace. Remember, you didn't know what you didn't know. You can literally remind yourself that if you feel shame come up, like, hey, I didn't know what I didn't know, but now I'm learning, right? And so you can look at the past and say, hey, thanks for the lessons, but now I am ready future. Like, bring me on to the present and the future. Okay. So coming up next, you will see your binge-free brain masterclass inside your portal. So go ahead and check that out, and I will see you over there.